We spoke about matzah last week. I want to talk about wine, dal kashrus this week. I want to talk about start with the kais. So, for a person who drinks a kais, it says kiddush, benching on the kais, etc. So, how much does a person have? The kais has to hold the revias. By definition, the kais has to hold the revias. We'll talk about how large a revias is. But how much of the kais does a person have to drink? So, the loss of the person has to drink a shir called mole lugmov, which is the cheeks, the amount which is called cheekful, would fill up one of his cheeks. That's the amount the person has to drink normally. Anytime he has a kais shel bracha, that's the share a person has to drink. That is assumed to be an halacha for the average person to be what's called a revias, the majority of a revias. A person who's smaller actually would be less than that amount, and that's acceptable as well. But a person is very large, and his mole lugmov is more than revias, he's never required to drink more than a revias. But the shear normally is mole lugmov. So the Shulchan Aruch presents in regards to the comes to the Seder, the Dalet Kaisis, is that the same halacha or not? So the Shulchan Aruch brings two opinions. The first opinion says that this is the same halacha applies by any kais shel bracha, it applies to the Seder as well. The Dalet Kaisis, the shear of the drink is mole lugmov. Then he brings a Yesh Omrim. There's a second opinion, which is the opinion of the Ramban, that by the Seder, specifically different than what's normal by Kiddush and other places, a person has to drink Rav of the Kais. So if your Kais holds a Revias, let's say, we'll say for argument's sake that the size of Revias is 4.5 ounces, let's say. So if your Kais holds 4.5 ounces, so Mole Lugmov, which is the majority of Revias, and the majority of the cup are the same thing, they're synonymous. But let's say you have an 8-ounce cup, right, so your mole lugmov is 2.3 ounces. That's majority of a revias, assuming a revias is 4.5 ounces. Right, your rav kais is over four ounces because your couple 8 ounces. Now, the language of the Shulchan Aruch, it brings both opinions, and the Mishnah Berurah says that the person should preferably be matra for that shita. That the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Kiddush actually has a stronger lashon that a person really should be matra for the shita of Rav Kais. So therefore he suggests that a person should take a smaller cup, not a larger cup. You know, you got from your aunt, she gave you this beautiful bar mitzvah present, this 10-ounce cup, that's wonderful, keep it on the shelf, use it for kashal, yo, don't drink from it. Right? Use a cup, which basically is the size of revias, and therefore, drinking the majority of the cup will fulfill this halacha of rav revias and rav kais at the same time. Because you're supposed to be makra on the shita of rav of the kais. Now, preferably, the Shulchan Aruch actually says, preferably a person should drink even the whole kais, the chatkila. So a person could drink the whole kais. So a person should do that. Now, how large is a revias? So this, of course, is a big discussion, how to define a revias. And the Shabura Zachroa is, when it comes to mitzvahs deraisa, you should be machmir with the larger shear. When mitzvahs derabanan, you can fulfill it with the smaller shear. So dalet kaisis is the rabbanan. So you can use the smaller shear for dalet kaisis. Kiddush, on the other hand, Kiddush Friday night is the Raisa. Kiddush Friday night is the Raisa. The halacha of drinking, saying Kiddush on the ayin, that's the Rabbanon. The Kiddush itself is the Raisa. So the Mishnah Berurah says, even though the chiyuv of drinking wine by the Kiddush is the Rabbanon, since the mitzvah of Kiddush itself is the Raisa, a person chooses a larger shear. Kiddush by Yom Tov, the night of Yom Tov, it's a machlokes as we showed him whether it's the Raisa or not. The Magen Avraham paskens that Kiddush by Yom Tov is not the Raisa. And the Mishnah Berurah follows that as well, even though there are many Rishonim that say it is the Raisa, but the Hakra of the Poskim is that Kiddush by Yom Tov night is not the Raisa. So Kiddush Shabbos night is the Raisa, Kiddush Yom Tov night is the Rabbanan. Therefore, this year where the Seder falls out Friday night, the first Kais, which besides being one of the Dalet Kaisis, is also the cup that you're going to use for Kiddush, that person should use a larger shear. For the remaining kaises for that night and for the second night, all of the kaises, you can use a smaller shear. The smaller shear Moshe gives is 3.3 ounces. And really, luckily, you can even do 2.9 ounces as a valid shear for the smaller kais. So a 3-ounce cup is the size of a revias. For the first cup, Moshe says the shear is 4.4 ounces, so you have a cup which holds 4.5 ounces, you can definitely use that for the first cup, and I would suggest switching that cup afterwards to a smaller cup which holds 3 ounces, and then you have a cup which holds a revias, and you can easily drink the whole kais, without a difficulty. You can even 3 ounces is not very difficult to drink. That is a revius, and that is the kais that you need to fulfill your mitzvah for the last 3 cups, the first night, and for the second night, for all of the kaises. Have a good morning.